Well, there ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes up in the morning out in the garden. Get you a ripe one, do not get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes?
Welcome to this week's High Grow Garden Show, brought to you by Bloomer and Russell, PA, Heavy 16 Artisan Nutrients, Coast of Maine Organic Soils and Compost, Hydro Farm Hydrocultural Supplies, and of course, Hygro Organics, 355 North Street, and now at 14 Bog Road in Caribou. We are officially the county's largest hydroponic store.
Good afternoon, folks, and thanks for tuning in once again to the Hygro Garden Show. For those of you who listen regularly, you know that we generally talk about a wide range of topics garden-related, as well as play some good old Americana music. Today will be no different, as we're going to be discussing indoor lighting, the different types of indoor lighting, grow lights, etc., and what to be aware of when you're setting up your indoor grow room. Let's start off by going over the different types of lighting available for indoor growing.
Thanks, Bill. There are several different types of lighting available for the different stages of indoor growing. The first, and possibly the most outdated and inefficient, is the incandescent lights. Incandescent lights are best used to highlight indoor plant groupings, but have very little use as far as actually growing any plant life. Fluorescent lighting is not only used for starting seedlings, now with the new high-output and compact fluorescent technology, you can use them to fully grow and flower full-grown plants. There are standard fluorescent lights, T12 and T8, which are optimal for starting and vegging, and there are high-output fluorescent T5, which puts off 2 times the amount of light as the T12 and T8. These lights are available in 2 and 4 foot lengths and 2, 4, 6, and 8 tube fixtures. Compact fluorescent lights pack the cool burning fluorescent light into a focused high output bulb. These lights work with a reflector much like the HID lights and are available in 3000 Kelvin degrees and 6500 Kelvin degree versions with a lifespan of about 10,000 hours.
Just to be clear, that the fluorescent lights that you'd have to light your shop are not what you would use to grow with. And the fluorescent lights you would buy to use your vegetative stage are not the same that you would use in your flowering stage. You have to buy different bulbs, change them out, or use a different fixture. With that said, you can grow any leafy, non-flowering vegetable with fluorescent lights. I think we're going to take a short break here and listen to some Elvin Bishop. He ain't good looking, but he sure can play. He's going to play us a little tune called Can't Do Wrong Right.
Hit the highway, started to roll. He said, 100 miles an hour. something on the sly. Found him a woman way across town. He said, I'll be real cool this time and keep it on the low down. Thought he had a fool, he was doing all right. But what goes on in the dark will surely come to light. He got caught.
Some of you might remember Elvin Bishop from his smash 70s hit, Fooled Around and Fell in Love. Well, now he's moved on to Americana. Speaking of moving on, we're going to move on from incandescent and fluorescent lights to high-intensity discharge lights. There's two different kinds. There's metal halide and there's high-pressure sodium. First, we're going to talk about metal halide. Metal halides run from 27 to 5,000 Kelvin degrees. With a color rendering index from the 60s to the 70s. Metal halides are the next step up from, if you want to get a little fancier, from fluorescence. They're the next step up from fluorescence that'll really power up your vegetative stage. They cost a little more to run, but they will do a much, much better job than fluorescence and probably shorten your growth cycle significantly. They have a life expectancy between 10 and 25,000 hours. Metal halide lights run in the blue spectrum. The next kind of light is the high-pressure sodium, or HPS lights. They're in the orange or red spectrums. These lights are for flower or fruit-bearing vegetables, anything that has to blossom to produce, you know, fruit or flowers. You typically run them in a light cycle with part of the day, usually 12 hours off, the other part 12 hours on, and you run them in a cycle. It is possible when using a combination of metal halide lights for your vegetative stage and high-pressure sodium for your flower stage to actually get much larger yields using this combination of lights inside.
There is also the option of combination metal halide and high-pressure sodium. This is when you have the two different lights in one reflector, either with a single ballast assembly or two separate assemblies. This creates an ideal spectrum blend and extremely high outputs. Along with combination metal halide and high-pressure sodium, there is the convertible or switchable two-way high-pressure sodium or metal halide, which is configured to burn either metal halide or an equivalent wattage high-pressure sodium bulb in the same fixture. These setups are ideal for propagating and vegetative growing under metal halide and then switching to the high-pressure sodium for the fruiting or flowering of your plants.
Just as a side note there, you're either going to have to buy another ballast to run the light or unplug one side of the light and plug in the other, which is kind of a pain. Thanks, Rach. Now we're going to talk a little bit about LED lights, light-emitting diodes. We mentioned earlier that we had some in the store. They were there for about 5 minutes and sold out. We have since then restocked. We now have the California Lightworks Solar Storm 880s in stock. Light-emitting diodes are now hitting the market after decades of testing by universities and NASA. I'm going to talk a little bit from personal experience about LEDs. I believe that they have finally sorted the technology out so you can do a very, very good job in the vegetative stage, but not so much in the flower stage because they don't cover a very big area when you're trying to flower. Take, for instance, a Raptor 8 will do 6 feet by 9 feet approximately. The biggest LED fixture you can buy now will do about 5 by 5. The California Lightworks will only do 4 by 4. So if you stack the cost of the fixture up versus the traditional high-pressure sodium lights or HID lights, it doesn't economically make sense to be using LEDs only at this point. But that's my opinion, and there's plenty of people use them in vegetative and flowering. But if you want to stop in and get my opinion live and in person, please do, because I've got quite a lot to say on it.
Now that we've gone over some of the different types of indoor grow lights you have to choose from, we are going to go over some things to be aware of when you're choosing which lights and how many lights you need ideally for your grow size and expectations. Lumens and watts are two different ways that people determine the strength and need for their lights. Lumens are defined as the SI-derived unit of luminous flux, a measure or total visible light. Lamps used for lighting are commonly labeled with their light output in lumens, and in many jurisdictions, this is required by law. When figuring out your needs as far as wattage and lumens, there are a couple simple formulas that you can use. To determine the wattage, you will need to simply times 50 watts or the total watts you are using by your square footage. Keep in mind that fluorescent lights are weaker and emit less light than the HID, meaning you need 5 times the amount of wattage to equal the amount of an HID. 30 watts equals 150 watts of fluorescent. Your minimum wattage needed is going to be around 30 watts per square foot, mid-range. 50 watts per square foot, and optimal would be between 50 and 80 watts per square foot.
That is where high-pressure sodium comes into play. Anywho, determining lumens is equally as simple as determining wattage. First, you need to find the square footage of your room, which is done by multiplying the width by the length of the room. After you've found your square footage, divide the lumens available by the square footage. This will give you your lumens per square foot. The minimum lumens per square foot are 2,000. Mid-range is 5,000. Optimal is between 7,000 and 7,500 lumens per square foot. Last thing I want to touch on today as far as indoor lighting goes is PAR, photosynthetically active radiation, and that's what your plants really like. Whether you're a newcomer or a seasoned indoor grower, the concepts associated with this can be daunting. PAR is the acceptable wavelength range for photosynthesis. Again, that's what your plants are all about. Plants mostly use light from a different part of the light spectrum than what human eyes are most sensitive to. Grow lights such as HID, HPS, high-pressure sodium, metal halide, that don't address plant-specific needs are not tuned into effectively facilitate optimal growth. The lights you see on the interstate lighting up the exits, they're high-pressure sodium. Wrong light spectrum. For photosynthesis, plants need light in a very particular part of the spectrum, between 400 and 700 nm.
Well, Bill, I think that just about covers today's topic of indoor lighting options and awareness. As mentioned previously, we also just received some new LED light panels at Hygro Organics, the Solar Storm 880s. Stop in today and check them out and see what you think. If LEDs aren't up your alley, Hygro also carries a variety of fluorescent and HID lights. Stop in today at Hygro Organics at 355 North Road in Holton and see what we have to offer for all your gardeners out there. And another huge thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Hygro Garden Show. Happy growing.
Yes, everybody. Thanks once again for tuning into our little show here. And we're going to close her out this week with ZZ Top. Jesus Just Left Chicago. Enjoy.
This is Tabitha. Thank you all for listening to the High Grow Garden Show. If you have questions or comments for Bill, please send them to gardenshow@whoufm.com or visit us on Facebook. You can always stop by the store at 355 North Street and ask my dad in person.